Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 219. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, Ray is on the other side of Houston while I'm on the north side of Houston.
I'm inside the loop.
You're inside the loop. I'm outside the loop.
Yes, you're in South Dallas.
That's right. I'm very far away. So yeah, but we're here based in Houston, Texas. And welcome. If you're a first time listener, welcome. This is a podcast about, we try to make it bear-like and
grrr.
But lately we've been doing whatever we want, right?
Yeah. Our feet at the ripcord, grr.
Leather guys, and they would say they're butch, and then it would say
purse falls out. Their leather purse falls out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, sorry.
Yeah, that happens.
There's nothing wrong with a feminine man. It's just, you know, if you're going to try to look that butch, you know, come on, folks.
Grr. Okay, so yeah, it's this is episode 290. Wow. It's about 10 more. It's going to be 300, so wow, I hope we get voicemails on by the time we reach 300. And it's been a long 4 years, and we're still in
long four years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so how are you?
I'm doing okay. Just got through watching the Heroes and got to see the bear get killed. They kill the bear off.
Oh no!
He's dead.
He can't be dead.
Zachary Quinto, on the other hand, is not dead.
Yeah, he's not.
Mm-hmm. They always keep the hot boys, you know, around. Yeah. The bears are expendable.
Yeah.
They're red shirts.
The only one I always look forward to see every week has been shot. But we shall see. There's going to be, well, I'm sure people have been watching and saw the preview for next week. So hope is not lost. So, yeah. Anyway, okay. So that's a while ago. Let's do some weekend updates. What's up with you? What happened this weekend for you?
Let's see. Saturday, I went and saw a Brazilian jiu-jitsu competition.
Jiu-jitsu, okay.
Jiu-jitsu competition. Mm-hmm. Quite interesting. Some hot-ass guys up in there. There's a couple in there, man, you'd been all over.
Really?
Yeah, they had different weight classes and ages, and they had some guys that managed to probably be like, oh, let me get in there. Let me get in the middle of that. Wrestle me.
Perhaps I should have been. Yeah, they didn't tell me. Well, I was busy. Was I home? I think I was home when you called. And when you
It was kind of one of those last minute things. You know, a friend said, hey, I've got this competition. You want to go? And I'm like, okay, I'll go up there and hang out with you, see what's going on.
You take pictures, lots of pictures.
No, because I dumbass walked down, forgot my camera, and you know I got the old iPhone, so it takes crappy pictures. So
should have brought your HD cam and took video.
I know. I thought about that, and I was like, shit, I could have videotaped this and had a field day. The hottest thing was there's this kind of guy. He was kind of geeky look. He had glasses and a little beard and a little scruffy, and I was like, oh, he's kind of cute, you know, because you know, like I'm kind of nerdy looking, and he walked up and took off whatever his jacket thing was, and oh my god, I about shot my load right there on the spot.
Okay.
Because it was perfectly smooth, chiseled all the way down. Nice. And I was like, ooh, geeky boy with a hot body. Could it get any better? And he had an ugly girlfriend, and I was just like, you know what? If you're that ugly woman, you can sure date a good looking bear.
But you know, he could beat you up, you know.
Okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
Or it's okay.
You can spar.
I would get in shape. I'd either fight him off and get in shape. So,
mm-hmm. I guess you should. We should do yoga, Ray. We have to do the yoga thing. Not yet. Yeah. Not this week. Maybe next week. What do you think?
You're going out of town this week.
Yeah, I'll be in hibernation for in St. Louis.
You'll be in a cave with a bunch of bears. You'll be in heaven.
I know. I'm excited. I'll be hanging out with Chaser Jeff. So Jeffrey's going to be we're going to do some of Chaser shows.
Are Jeff's going to be out there?
Yeah. We're going to be roomies. We're going to be roomies.
We ain't going to get no sleep.
Uh-huh. Well, we shall see.
Jeff, Jeff, you're going to have all the boys up in there, all the bears up in there.
If he brings in a bear, I will take videos. Yeah, so yeah, sure, hope so. No, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be my second time to go to St. Louis this coming week. So it's his first time. We might do the the arch thing again. There's a long line. Can you imagine that about dozens or maybe hundreds of bears going to the arch? Climbing the arch, and this is going to be hard. It's going to be hard for the elevators to get up there.
I bet.
Yeah.
I hope they've been done maintenance lately.
I sure hope so. If people are going to go there, we'll see. But there's a good bear community there in St. Louis, and I've been to JJ's Clubhouse. I hanged out with the Wolfer and Robert before there, so it's a nice. It's going to be a nice weekend. It's a good weekend. I'll be there Friday. So you guys email me nard@bearpodcast.com if you guys are going there. So it'll be nice to hang out. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so what else happened? You know what? I have to pull up an email that somebody emailed us. Anyway, okay, so what else? Oh, yeah.
I went and saw Vampire's Assistant Surgery.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. What happened to that? Tell us about it.
It's an interesting little movie. I mean, it's cute. It's some kind of little trilogy of books and stuff, so we'll see how it goes. I mean, I liked it. I didn't hate it or anything. I didn't think it was that bad and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. Kind of grew on you. You know, the whole freak show, vampire, blah, blah, vampire wars, blah, blah, blah. I'm Zelma Hayek and I grow a beard when I get sexually excited, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
So
I'm a good little teenage boy and I'm going to turn into a vampire, so.
So what do you call this? Well, what is it really about? I mean, I know it's a circus thing, but.
Cirque du Soleil or something like that. I think it's a series of books. I mean, young adult books that they've turned into movies, just like Twilight and Vampire Diaries and a bunch of other stuff. So we'll see. I mean, it wasn't that bad. I mean, I didn't sit there and go like, oh my God, I can't believe I wasted $6.50 for this. I think they gave me the senior citizen discount.
They did?
I thought about that because he said $6.50 and I was like,
No, what time did you go?
It was like 7 o'clock show, 7:45 show.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't argue it, you know. You know, I don't get what I get, you know. Go ahead and get my damn AARP card so I can, you know, get some.
You know, you know what? I just received an email that in my inbox, and it's about an AARP card. I'm not that old. When are you supposed to get AARP?
I think you had to be 50.
You had to be 50. I'm so far away from 50. And so are you.
Not that far away. Come on.
Wait, not as far as you. not as near.
I only got 9 more short years.
It's going to be a long, long while. But yeah, I'm getting emails on AARP. What's up with that?
I got a fake AARP card a couple years ago in the mail from them saying, join now, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what the hell? So, a lot of people got a good laugh out of that one. So, but
yeah, you didn't know it's... Anyway.
But also, Saturday night, I went and saw a movie called Thirst. It was I think it's a Chinese movie. And talking about showing age, I went into the midnight movie and fell asleep.
Oh, my God. No. Did you go alone?
Yeah.
That's why. You should bring someone alone.
Well, I asked some people to go with me, and they all flaked out or canceled out or some other excuse. So I'm just like, you know what? I am not sitting at home waiting around on people anymore. I am a grown man. I do not need another man to justify my life and go out and have a good time. So instead of going out and having a good time, I go out and go to sleep in the movie theater.
And then you fall asleep.
So, that's the funny part. I mean, what I saw of it is good. I guess I'll just have to wait till it comes out and I can rent it. But it was a Chinese vampire movie.
Chinese vampire movie.
Chinese vampire movie. It was very interesting. Oh my God. And the Chinese acting from the women was very dramatic. It was just like, is this like a novella that they picked up and did in China or something? But
was it interesting.
Dubbed?
Was it dubbed or subtitled?
No, it's subtitled. And that's what kept screwing me up because I kept nodding off and I'd wake up and all this stuff would have happened. I'm like, what the hell happened? And I was trying to figure out if I'm reading the dialogue, and there's just so much going on. So yeah. I know there's at least a 10-minute part that I slept through there that I missed a big chunk of what was going on. So where some people got killed and some stuff, and I was just like, oh no. So, but it was quite interesting. But it's called Thirst.
Thirst.
And I've been seeing some stuff advertised about it, so I was like, okay, that sounds like a cool movie. So
Wow.
But alas.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Okay, there you go again. Another movie on vampires. This time it's abroad, from abroad.
Yeah, well, there's always been a bunch of movies on vampires. It's just they're taking center stage now because they're popular. I mean, let's face it. True Blood has taken, gone, you know, went, people went crazy over it.
Mm-hmm. True Blood and of course, what is it? What is it? Twilight, yeah.
Twilight, you know.
Well, especially so. Twilight with the kids.
Yeah, with the kids and stuff. So, yeah. And they're going to cash in. It's a cash cow. You know, I was trying to get a vampire story out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. My favorite one still is Dracula 2000, I think. That's my favorite cheesy movie because it had what's his name from 300 that plays King Linnaeus, Patrick?
Oh, what is his name?
I can't remember his name. But
Gerard
he played
Butler.
Gerard Butler. But he played Dracula in the movie. And that whole storyline was Dracula was actually Judas Iscariot. And that's why he was cursed to roam the earth.
Wow, what a twist. Wait a second. Was it Gerard Butler? Is it Bram Stoker's?
No. This is called Dracula 2000.
Oh, it's different then. Okay, yeah. I got it. Which the one with Bram Stoker's Dracula was Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman, yeah. That's still a very good one too. So.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah. Dracul. I remember him saying that. Anyway, okay. So vampire movies. And what else do we have? You know what? Speaking of vampires and V, did you see V?
Yeah, I saw V. I wasn't that impressed with it, but I'm holding an opinion to see how it goes.
Yeah, it was the first episode. So.
Yeah, it was the first episode, and I was in a weird mood last Tuesday night, so I couldn't really get into it. So I'm hoping that this week I'll get a little more into it. We'll see.
I really don't feel any nostalgia yet. The only thing I could see about it is it looks like it seems that the whole series back in the 80s was all compressed into one episode. Don't you think that everything's just kind of summarized and now it's kind of open?
Yeah.
The story's so open.
Yeah. So, yeah. Of course, I think the little teenage guy on there that's hot, the girl, the woman's son, that's kind of look a little bad boy. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, what's his name was on there as one of the aliens, from Serenity, the pilot.
Oh.
He's also on Dollhouse. He's Alpha on Dollhouse.
It's Alpha. Yeah. Wash. He's Wash. In Firefly. Oh, God, I miss Firefly.
Yeah, I can't remember what his freaking name is.
Yeah. We just know he's Alpha in Dollhouse. But, yeah, he's there. And he's one of the Resistance. No, not Resistance. One of the aliens.
No, he's one of the aliens. Mm-hmm. This good planet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was the spy, so. Excuse me. I'll just keep going and not hitting.
I'm
like
tired.
I slept during the movie Saturday night, and then I come home and couldn't sleep all night. So.
Yeah, that's what you get for sleeping in the wasting your money. But did you watch it anyway?
River Oaks. Yeah, it's the midnight movie this week.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, one more TV show, Stargate Universe.
Interesting concept they did this week.
This episode, the last episode was about them. What did they do?
Trying to dial Earth back. They were going to try to take the power of her sun and use it to dial the Stargate back to Earth and get all the people that shouldn't be on the ship there and then get a real crew that should be there. So,
But you know, what the guy who's playing Eli, okay, for some bear admirers there out there, he's kind of cute. Eli, the one who's the math guy.
Yeah.
I find him really cute. And you could see some man boobs under those shirts. Because when he was lying down on the couch and he's got, he's a bear there inside the shirt. So you could see his nipples.
See, I'm all about the young lieutenant on there. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what his character's name is, but I'm all about him.
What I like about Stargate Universe. It's got one for both of us.
And it's good. And, you know, like I was hoping it would be a little dark and it would be a little different this year. It is. I mean, the whole thing with the colonel having sex with his wife.
Oh, yeah, that was freaky.
And not Benjamin Bratt. What's his name? Lou Diamond Phillips.
Lou Diamond Phillips. Mm-hmm.
Them switching places. And then you turn at the end that it's like the wife and Lou Diamond Phillips' character has something going on secretly. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, you could be faking it all along.
Yeah. So, but what gets me is they got all these people at Stargate. I mean, like, you know, suppose they got Carter and all these people that this is, if this was such a big emergency, they could pull them off, let them use the rocks and change places with somebody and solve the problem. But yeah, they're not doing that. And I think that they got put that in there so they can have this whole connection with Earth.
Yeah.
But they're not using it to the full potential. I think that's going to catch up with them, because people would, I think, switch out for short lengths of time so engineers could come to the ship, work, and try to figure out how to solve some of the problems. So they're not doing that. They're not using it to be constructive. They're using it to move a storyline, and it's very kind of cheesy to me. So that's the only thing I have against the storyline right now, is that they have a way to communicate with people. They have a way to handle stuff with people, like they need a medical doctor or something. Well, somebody changes with one of the other people into a doctor.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, you know, if you need it, but they're not doing that. And, you know, so.
Okay, you are thinking too much. I have a different perspective. Me, if I'm getting in that ship, and I know I might not go back anymore, and I have the ability to switch with people on Earth, I'm going to go to the bathhouse.
Well, some people got their tricks on this game.
I'm going to whore around and do everyone there. And then when they switch back, oh my God, why is my ass so sore? Why is my dick so sore? Is this what's going to happen to the guy?
Uh-huh. Why does it burn when I pee?
Yeah,
why does
it burn? Yeah, so...
Because, you know, what's the bear boy was living it up. And his little skinny Twinkie boy body.
That's right.
So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He should be having fun himself. Must be interesting. But anyway, it kind of reminds me of Surrogate. Do you remember? It's the same.
Yeah, it's kinda, sort of the same thing. So.
Yeah, with Bruce Willis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Must be interesting. Anyway, okay, let's move on out of TV. And speaking of TV, by the way, one thing I want to mention about Wanda Sykes. Do you like Wanda Sykes?
She's all right. She's funny.
She's funny. Okay, she's got a new show on Fox. She's a liberal on the Fox network. Could that? I guess it happened. I mean, it's. I find it unusual.
Well, I saw some of her show the other night, and some of it was kind of funny. I mean, she did this whole skit on how to recycle dildos.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's the first episode. I think.
Oh, that was. So I saw parts of that, and I was like, okay, that's kind of funny. And then she started talking about parenting and stuff, and they're just kind of getting funny and silly. So
yeah, mm-hmm. And then towards the end of that, of the first episode, they were kind of like The View. There are four of them discussing.
Yeah.
They immediately became The View, and it's interesting. But she does a lot of support on Barack Obama. You know, saying that you know, Barack is only on 10 months and in the office, and people are saying that he hasn't done anything, and. Well, he hasn't done anything bad either, has he?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I haven't been following enough. I've been so busy with other stuff, I hadn't had a chance to follow up on anything. I just found out about Fort Hood today.
What?
Yeah, but you've been... Why are they raising money for Fort Hood? What are they talking about?
Are you living in a rock?
Apparently.
Apparently. Or sleeping in a theater.
Apparently, I need a sci-fi news show, so I'll pay attention to what's going on in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. And yeah, speaking of Obama, he's going to the funeral, I think, for the 13 soldiers, 13 people who died. It's pretty sad. I don't know the details of it, actually. I just read about it, and it's really sad.
I think somebody went psycho. One of the soldiers went psycho and started killing people. So I'll have to follow up on it. After a while, I'll get on the internet and look and see what's and get the report. So,
well, one important thing is the... the healthcare reform, that is important, because some of my friends are hoping that this would go through, because you know, they can't afford it, they don't have any, and they don't have he's gonna make it affordable anyway. So yeah, in Huffington Post, yeah, just a small article here, just a paragraph I'm gonna read. In a victory for President Barack Obama, the Democratic-controlled House narrowly passed landmark health care legislation Saturday night to expand coverage to tens of millions who lack it, you know, health care, and place tough new restrictions on the insurance industry. And Republican opposition was nearly unanimous. It provides coverage for 96% of Americans.
It offers everyone, regardless of health or income, the peace of mind that comes from knowing they will have access to affordable health care when they need it. What do you think? I think it's good, right?
I'm good for affordable health care. Mm-hmm. As long as I don't make my taxes go up anymore.
That's what's going to happen, right? Our taxes are going to go up.
It's got to be paid for somehow. I mean, you can't just give stuff away now, you know. So you have to pay for it some way, shape, or form. I mean, I was talking to one of the women today at work, and her husband passed this just a couple months ago, and she used the insurance money to pay off the house, what was left on the house that they had. And she was like, I started getting my tax notices this week. I can't afford to pay this. She said, I can't afford to pay the taxes on the house. She said, the taxes are more than I can afford. So she is going to squeeze by and pull out some money out of savings and pay the taxes this year, and then she's going to put her house up for sale because she can't afford it.
Yeah. That's what people can do now with their house, that just do a foreclosure thing if they can't really pay for it anymore. They just let go. Did they just let go of their houses?
Well, I mean, if you can't pay your taxes, the county comes in and takes your house and sells it out from under you. And then you got so much time to pay whoever. I don't know. Well, this way it works. I thought you had like a year to pay whoever paid your taxes off, pay them back with interest, and you could keep your house. But if you didn't, you abandoned it. They just took it and it was somebody else's property, and you lost it. Just like when I lost my house, I mean, the bank, they come back and took it because I couldn't afford to make the mortgage anymore.
Yeah, so, that's what he said.
Which $800 a month was for taxes, by the way, and my mortgage. So it's just like, and they just passed a 10% tax increase in California, and people are like, oh my God, we can't afford this shit now. So
now they can, huh?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Now they can, you mean?
No, they raised taxes 10% in California. State of California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, it's getting tough out there.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, well. Anyway, okay. Well, I know you have some stuff to do, but a few more. Some emails. Actually, this is an email from, what's his name? Daryl from North Virginia. Actually, it's a...
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl. Actually, it's an old email. Sorry, Daryl, just reading it now. It's just that we got swamped and stuff, and I was out of town. Okay, it's from Daryl. Hey, guys, this is Daryl from North Virginia. Been listening to your podcast and catching up on old episodes, and keep up the great job. Thank you. Okay, so how bummed are you that we didn't get to see Parkman's bare chest on the last Heroes episode? That was a couple of weeks ago. They had a perfect setup for it too, but I guess we'll just have to settle for Quinto. Ray, very woofy. Oh, he likes you woofy. Love your voice. He likes your...
Well, thank you. Welcome to Sex Chat.
Take care.
Let me throw my bare light for you.
Islander Chasers. Thanks, Daryl. Okay. Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago when Matt Parkman was having sex, which is actually Siler.
Siler.
Having sex with his wife. But he was wearing a shirt, but when it was Siler doing the girl, it's actually, he had the shirt off. So kind of a bummer. He should have been naked all the way. You know, who sleeps by the fireplace with clothes?
Well, I know when I'm having sex, clothes are not involved, except being ripped off.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, also, how about a shout-out? Shout-out to our friend Gary from Erie, Pennsylvania. Happy birthday. It's his birthday.
Gary? Birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Gary.
We should sing him a birthday song. Like,
it's your birthday. It's your birthday. Just go out and get your butt pounded. It's your birthday.
So happy birthday, Gary. Also, Johnny in Houston. Johnny from the Chaser Show. Yeah, I've been chatting with him. And he said he liked our zombie video. I don't know if you've seen our zombie video, Ray. But I posted it on Facebook.
From New Orleans.
Yeah, from New Orleans. We were at the Voodoo Fest and were zombies.
That wasn't you and me.
Yeah, me, Mike, and John. So yeah, we were walking around with our zombie faces, and we had our, Palimo was taking video, and we played around. We were zombies, see? Brains. So yeah, catch the video on bearpodcast.com. So you could, I haven't posted it on YouTube yet. I'll put it one time, sometime. Okay, I guess that's it for me. There's another few more topics, but probably we can talk about it in the next episode. And very soon we're going to have Steve-O Harris from Bears Life Magazine to talk about
the answering their questions.
Yeah, we need more questions. We need to have questions about the Bears Life Magazine Gold Membership card that they're offering. It gives you discounts from Macy's, Target, and lots of other places, and also a free membership, complimentary membership for GLAAD, GLAAD. Yeah, so yeah, it's a good deal. Maybe you guys are interested, and you might have questions. Send us your email. Send your questions and call the voicemail line. Yeah. Anyway, so, well, that's our cue, right? Yeah, if you have comments, send your emails about, you know, Bears Life Magazine's Gold membership card.
Gold member!
At nard@bearpodcast.com. And you can email Ray at...
ray@bearpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can give us that call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. So did I get it right? Sorry, I'm missing my cues tonight. Yeah. I'm off my game tonight. So
you're fine. You got it. Yeah, visit the website bearpodcast.com. You can also post your comments there, and subscribe via iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace. And on Twitter, I am Nard, and Ray is
Hubert Dad.
Follow
pretty
us
much
on
everything.
Twitter. We also have Bear Podcast as on Twitter also, so you can also follow that because that's where we post the links or updates. So yeah, you can catch us there. Okay, so what's going on now this coming weekend, Ray? For you?
I have no idea.
You have no idea yet?
Yeah, probably working on website stuff for hotethicman.com.
Hotethicman.com.
Your peephole to the hot ethic guy next door.
Yeah, check it out. Actually for me, I'm going to be at St. Louis for Hibernation. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to get to see Woofer, Robert, and probably Travis. Some of the people I also met at the Bear Pride last Memorial Day weekend. So yeah, I'm excited about it.
And in a couple of weeks, we got a special treat for everybody. We got adult Muscle Bear gay porn comic author coming on the show.
Oh, that's right.
So
I'm excited about that.
And I haven't seen anybody send me in any erotic stories for us to read. So
yeah, send us erotic stories to read. And I think we're going to make fun of it. No.
I'm not going to make fun of it.
So. No, I'm kidding.
Because I still want to read this one that I got, and we'll work on that. So maybe we'll start those. So try to get them in by the end of November. Maybe we can read some starting in December. So if you got a little short erotic story or a little snippet about a trip that you took that you want to fill us in on detail, no names, you know. So
or you can use your names, and we'll just put an H.
Yeah, just use somebody else's name.
Yeah.
You know, instead of Bob and Joe, you can use Ray and Nard.
Yeah.
You know, and just Ray insert his big uncut cock up in Nard's tight little boy hole, you know, stuff like that.
Hey, how dare you call me tight? And anyway, so thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.